be dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Thanksgiving is coming, and every year my husband's condition prevents us all from enjoying the holiday.
You know, all politicians lie. I mean, this is nothing new here. They've been doing this for years. You know, we're
you see, my husband has a bladder control problem. When he's in social situations, he can't control his bladder, so at any expected time, it just starts streaming out.
They're never going to fix the Middle East. We should just leave them and let them all have it out. Then we pick up
I thought maybe I could just banish him to the kid table or give our guests earplugs, and then I found Blatherx. Just two Blatherx tablets in his beer, and he's sleeping off the Thanksgiving meal while we all watch football.
All these people on welfare, we should make them get off their buggy.
Blather control is no laughing matter. So now there's Blatherx, available over the counter near the big fat turkey aisle of your favorite store.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a
stand by
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. There's more promising news about a coronavirus vaccine. The drug maker Moderna says its version and preliminary data is shown to be 94.5% effective. Pfizer reported similar success last week. There are 70,000 coronavirus hospitalizations reported in the U.S. right now, a million new cases in the last week.
This is forcing some states to impose tougher restrictions. Take Washington, for instance. A few of the new COVID-19 rules include restaurants only doing outdoor dining, gyms shutting down, parties to five or fewer people, but they are allowing religious services and offices to stay open at 25% capacity.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. President Trump on Twitter overnight writes, "I won the election." Former President Obama says about his failure to concede,
"It is your job to put the country first and think beyond your own ego and your own interests and your own disappointments."
He was on CBS 60 Minutes. America's listening to Fox News.
Wake up, and don't go back to sleep.
Why are you so grumpy, grouchy?
Why are you so grumpy? Come on.
You know why.
They took away my radio station.
Wrong. We're all still here.
So where is this radio?
Turn it on. See if it works.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin.
Thanks for tuning in. Broadcasting live.
For your entertainment and amusement.
You can't beat that, can you?
It's showtime.
Hey, everybody, it's showtime. I would like to personally apologize for that god-awful Fox newscast that we just had to run here. I'm going to have a very difficult time keeping it together till 3 o'clock this afternoon, and then I'm going to come in and I'm going to have my brains on the walls.
Just turn down the volume. And then, because you can see when it's finished, then you can turn it back up and you just, you know.
Yeah. Can I do that for everybody? Listeners too.
Just don't look up because you'll see it on the...
I mean, you could bring the pot down and talk over it.
It could just be ambient background noise.
It's not even good enough to be that. Are you serious? Got a lot of yard work done. Anybody have any? I mean, it was a productive weekend, even with two trips to the ER this weekend.
Dad had to, he mowed the yard. Who knew that we'd be mowing grass in the middle of November?
I've got one more yard mowing to go. Of course, I'm not going to do it.
I'll supervise it. And I've got a bush hog about 15 acres, and I thought we were done with bush hogging season.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Getting later and later.
When I was at Lewis Lawn last week, I was checking out this Exmark 42-inch mower.
I saw that you have the circular right
very
there.
Very sporty. Yeah. And is buying it because Rich doesn't have one the right reason to buy anything?
It is if it's the one thing that Rich doesn't have, which we know he's got plenty of the TVs.
If he had the lawn requiring it, he would have a rider mower. I know Rich Thomas. I would just be catching up to him. But the Exmark is really cool, and one of the things that impressed me, I always, before you are allowed to drive, you want to be able to ride like a golf cart. You can drive that or a mower.
Even those little carts at the amusement,
Yeah.
I mean, remember that?
Sure.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
The go-karts.
Big deal. But this mower, man, was like a sports car with a blade on underneath it. Really nice and an incredible price, too. About $1,400 less than I thought. Worth checking out. Exmark, one of the great brands they carry at Lewis Long, along with Walker products. I've got all of those. I've mentioned the Ego, the battery-operated mowers and blowers. Used the steel blower quite a bit this weekend. Now in its eighth year of service, because we did some hedge trimming. We are powered and propelled by Lewis Lawn at our house. And they carry great products. They can arrange low-interest loans on certain. Just talk to Chad Sasser about that. Me, I'm just going to make up my mind one of these days soon about what to get. The 2020 models are on the way out. They want to make great deals on those so they can bring in the 2021 inventory. And I hope that year is easier to say than that. And everything they sell at Lewis Lawn can be brought together for service or repair. Terrific folks. Haley, TJ, and of course, our buddy Chad. They are at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Their winter hours now in effect from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon at Lewis Lawn.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
I just want to mention before we get into our weather, this is Hurricane Ioka. Is about to come ashore in Central America. The winds have just gone up to 155 miles per hour. And a Cat 5 is 157. So almost Cat 5 now.
Wow.
And these people lost hundreds in Ada, same location. And here we go with a Cat 5 again, or nearly a Cat 5. Our forecast is storm-free for several days. Sunshine, blue skies, pleasantly cool, 66 today. We got down to 37 this morning. It's going to be clear and cold tonight, low around 40 this time tomorrow morning. Upper 60s tomorrow, more sun. Mid-60s on Wednesday, a nice day. A couple of more mornings in the upper 30s, I think. Wednesday and Thursday morning will be in the upper 30s. Warming trend starts on Friday. We're back in the 70s, and that continues through the upcoming weekend. So no rain, not a drop, at least through Sunday. Right now this morning, I mentioned we got down to 37. It's 51 now. Clear skies, calm winds, 8:07.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Boy, we all know that whether it's a broken pipe or a clogged sink or a busted toilet or a leak behind the dishwasher or a multitude of other problems, including the catastrophe of having a corroded water heater upstairs and the water now down on the downstairs area and causing a lot of damage. We've all had dealt with situations like this. That's why Plumbing by Luke Wire is around, and they're ready to take care of you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can call them in the middle of the night, middle of the weekend, holiday, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. That's why it is now a no-brainer at my house. And I wish I would have known, I got that house in, 98. I wish I would have known then about Plumbing by Luke Wire, because I went haphazardly through the phone book and tried many others. They're very professional, and also they'll pick up the phone, tell you they're on their way. Then they'll diagnose the problem, give you upfront pricing, tell you this is what it's going to cost. And by the way, last time they came to my house, they came for one problem, one issue. They found another, and they fixed that too. Plumbing by Luke Wire, they're very professional, and during these uncertain times, they're taking more precautions to make sure that their crew is safe. And that they are wearing masks and gloves as well. 264-9666, Plumbing by Luke Wire. You can also find them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
809 coming up, we will be seeking your participation in the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire, truth or baloney. We've got to redo that. What I'd like to do is take you back to our open of the show. Our rocket scientist today, Waffle House.
Oh, yeah.
Even though we did actually put people in space this weekend.
SpaceX launched yesterday. Looked great.
What's the story on that? That is the first. Well, anyway, the private sector now getting involved in rocket science. That's always a good thing. But Waffle House being singled out because they have now come up with their own beer with a hint of bacon in it.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, I mean,
a little bit of bacon grease on the side.
I'm just thinking, you know, when people go to Waffle House and you want a waffle that's so crunchy that it actually tears up the roof of your mouth, or any of the other fine things they have. Remember the pink bacon we had that one time?
Mm-hmm.
Washing it down with a beer, just there's, I don't see too many things on the menu that might work well.
Like I said, usually, you know, some people have finished their beer night. When they arrive at Waffle House.
Like Kid Rock. I remember he had a few incidents with beer and Waffle House combined. But what about beyond the beer?
First, Waffle House offered bacon-flavored beer. And now they're taking things to a whole new level. Introducing Waffle House scented COVID masks. Now when you put your mask on to go out, you'll be grinning like a possum eating a sweet potato. It's like you walked into a Waffle House with your choice of aromas. Like a side of waffles, bowl of grits, biscuits and gravy sausage, or a side of hash browns scattered all the way.
I just love my Waffle House COVID mask. When I put it on, I feel like I could eat the north end of a South Bend polecat.
They even offer the scent of a trucker with chewing tobacco hopped up on speed who hadn't showered in 3 days.
Don't that just deal your pickle?
Waffle House scented COVID masks. Order yours smothered and covered today.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, we need some contestants. One will do, but we would love it. We can play with up to three. Mm-hmm. The game is True the Baloney, and today is fast food day, so at least starting out, our topic is all about fast food. I learned something about fast food.
Yeah?
From you.
The Arby's thing?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So it's called... It's
A-R-B-Y, but I know it's for roast beef.
It's the R-B, roast beef.
Right. And I'm ashamed to admit that when they first opened, they actually had a big slab of roast beef and a carving knife.
And cut it very thin and...
Right before your eyes.
And so you can see the steam coming off of it. Oh, man.
Now, you can win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card by playing and winning the game. Our number is 272-9228. 272-9228. I know it's Monday. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff going on that has a lot of us upset, but let's break away for a moment and play our silly game, because I really don't want to get emotional and start nagging this morning. It's just not the space I want to be in. So while we're getting local news, you dial us, 272-9228. And when I come back, if you're hearing One Toke Over the Line by Lawrence Welk, you'll know we didn't get the response we'd hoped for.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Prattville police have arrested a man following a double shooting. Authorities say Sir James Raby shot two people at the Brentwood Landing Apartments on Covered Bridge Parkway on Sunday. Police say one man died at the scene. The second victim was taken to the hospital with injuries. No arrests after a shooting in the parking lot of Eastdale Mall Saturday afternoon. Montgomery police tell us a man has non-life-threatening injuries after the shooting. Police also say that two cars were damaged. And the Alabama Department of Public Health is now releasing the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in each school system. The new dashboard will allow school nurses to update the number of reported COVID cases within a school system on a weekly basis. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right. Hey, we got a contestant ready to play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney.
And also leave scorch marks in Prattville and Millbrook, too. And even parts of Elmore County. Mike, good morning to you.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
All right, our topic
good morning.
Today is fast food. The way this game works is I will read you a statement. You have to tell me what's truth, what's baloney, get two out of three correct, or get them all wrong to win. And by the way, you have Rich Thomas, freaking Rich Thomas here, Jesse Lynn, and Jay Scott if you need a lifeline.
Okay.
All right. Statement one. You used to be able to get spaghetti at McDonald's.
Oh, man.
You used to be able to get spaghetti. Exactly. Very good, man.
You're kidding me. When was that? I missed that.
The 80s. And by the way, if you fly to Manila in the Philippines, you can get it there still.
Oh, yeah. That's worth the fly.
Yeah.
Some McDonald's. I missed that. I never knew that.
And it was called Mixed Spaghetti.
Mixed Spaghetti.
Mixed.
I would have gotten that one wrong. Not gonna lie.
All right. You're halfway to glory, Mike. Statement two. Taco Bell used to have a menu item called a Bell Burger. Taco Bell used to have a menu item called a Bell Burger. True?
Baloney.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
The way he said it, it sounded like it could be true. It was true, huh? They had a Taco Bell.
It could have been.
All right, so I'll give you a choice here between Arby's and Dunkin' Donuts. Which one do you think you might get luckier with?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
All right. Careful now. And don't forget you have your lifelines here. There are more Dunkin' Donuts locations in the world than Starbucks. Again, there are more Dunkin' Donut locations in the world than Starbucks.
I would have to. I want to use a lifeline.
Okay.
So,
who are you choosing? Does it matter?
Rich Thomas.
Rich
Thomas.
Jeez, you would. All right. Well, I know Starbucks has got a stupid number of stores, but something tells me that Dunkin' Donuts may have more. So I don't know. I don't know. But don't necessarily go with that because I don't know the answer. So you got to go with it. Go with you. What do you think?
I'm the split personality on that one, so it's 50-50.
So you think maybe
I think I'm going to go with Starbucks.
Has more, okay?
Has more?
Starbucks has more. Okay, that's the final answer. And there you go. Very nice.
Okay. Well, I know if you're in Seattle, there's a Starbucks or there's a Seattle's Best on every corner, and they're now Starbucks owns Seattle's
Best? Yeah, they own it.
As ubiquitous as Dunkin' Donuts seems to be, they have 12,000 locations.
Yeah.
Starbucks has 31,000.
Whoa! Yeah, they're maybe in stores and airports and stuff. Yeah. So
you're a winner, man. You want a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Want to play the rest of the game just for funsies?
Yeah,
my boy.
Right. Arby's once aired a 13-hour television commercial of a beef brisket being smoked.
How many hour?
13-hour TV commercial of a beef brisket being smoked.
That can't be true.
I'm going to go true.
It is because it happened not nationally, but in Duluth, Minnesota, where there's not a lot to do. Let's face it. You know,
if it's not, if there's not a Packers game.
Yeah. More likely a Vikings game, but it's still.
Vikings, whatever.
It was the record for the longest commercial ever aired. Because they showed smoking this brisket from beginning to end. Then Old Spice aired a 14-hour ad in Brazil 2 years ago.
Yeah, 14-hour.
That's 14-hour commercial for Old Spice. All right, and then finally, on average, 12% of American adults eat fast food on any given day.
12%?
On any given day.
I would think it would be more. I would say baloney.
You are correct, sir. Actually, the number is close to 37%.
Wow.
Of people eat what is considered fast food on a daily basis. Good work, man. You hang on. Jay Scott's got wonderful news for you.
See those numbers up there?
Yeah, look at those futures.
Wow. In spite of everything.
Yeah.
It looks like the Dow could crack the 30,000 mark.
They're not listening to Fox News on the radio.
Hey, what's your name?
No. No, but is that Fox News or Fox Business? Fox Business.
Fox Business.
I can handle that.
Yeah, okay.
Home of Maria Bartiromo. Stupid News is coming up in just a couple of minutes as we explore the plight of women named Karen who are trying to find some love for their life. That's ahead. Right now at 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, let's see how the roads are doing.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy all over the city this morning. The boulevard congestion at all the major intersections around the city. I-65 and 85 busy through the interchange in downtown Montgomery, but we have no problems on the interstates as of right now. Just a lot of traffic everywhere this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully, no accidents in the city. But however, on the Troy Highway earlier, we had an accident that's going to be out near Taylor Road. We've got lane closures now in the outbound lanes of Troy Highway. So if you're headed to Troy this morning via Troy Highway, expect some delays. If you're headed into the city, expect some delays as well. Very congested on Troy Highway from Taylor almost all the way into the East South Boulevard. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted, none of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219. 98599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman. 334-219-8599.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
See those people again.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Is there any other kind? This is kind of a sad story. And I'm trying to keep chin up today, so to speak. But you got to feel, and we know so many of them. Karen Cronin in North Carolina. I dated Karen Beam.
There were some very nice Karens out there. I've never met one that wasn't.
And now they've got to put up with it since this
label.
Yeah, it was hung on women who love to complain. I want to see the manager. That type. So women who are really nice Karens are having trouble on dating sites. Uh-huh. No kidding.
Hi. I'm blonde, I'm slender, and work out 3 times a week. I'm an upbeat person who's single and ready to socially distance mingle. I have my own place, a great job, and I'm open to meeting a variety of guys. My name's Karen. Ah, shoot. You know what? No, it's not. Okay, yeah, it is. If you wouldn't go out with someone just because their name is Karen, I wouldn't want to go out with you anyway. And by the way, before it got so tarnished, Karen was a great name. Okay, you could just call me Athena. Ugh, never mind. Now I get why everyone always told me, you know what? You look like a Karen.
And as that was running, I got a note from Karen. She says, I'd like to tell them to stop being a Mrs. Kravitz to sweep their own floors before worrying about others' dirt. Remember Gladys Kravitz from Bewitched?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, she was... actually, two women played that character because one passed away at a rather young age. Just like that. 3 of 4 people use their phone while going to the bathroom. It says here... this may be why there's such a high incidence of phones falling into toilets. Ask anybody that repairs these suckers. That's one of the more frequent reasons they need to be brought in. Are the new ones waterproof? I don't...
More water resistant than the iPhone 12
Pro. Mine is up to 2
Pro.
Meters.
Yeah.
It's for what?
For up to 2 meters, the iPhone XS, which is what you have. Mine's up to 2 meters. It's waterproof.
But I still don't want to throw.
I don't want to throw it in and find out.
No, me neither.
You know, that's what it's supposed to do, but I'd rather not find out.
Yeah, nope.
Men are more likely to use their phone in the toilet than women, which doesn't make sense because...
Yeah, that don't make sense at all.
Women have better acoustics so that you would know they were in the toilet. There's just something about that. It's like, do I need to know where you are while you're calling me? This couldn't have waited. Stovetop has released a line of stuffing-themed Thanksgiving formal wear.
What would that be like? I mean...
By the way, I'm thrilled to also announce this is probably the biggest story of the whole weekend. My favorite sweatpants are back.
Yay!
The N1s at Walmart. I'm wearing them. Looking nice. Because they stopped carrying them for whatever reason. What the heck's wrong with you people? Looked online just the other day. Didn't find them, and now all of a sudden they're back.
They got... Pockets.
Pockets. Yeah, plenty of pockets.
Good.
Good pockets. Good equals sweat, good pants.
Sweatpants without pockets. I'm always looking to...
Here's the deal. Having worn sweatpants all year long, are we really going to switch to form-fitting clothes on the biggest overeating day of the year? Probably not. At least I now have nice new dress sweatpants for Thanksgiving dinner.
Excellent.
The line of clothing includes a red velvet dinner jacket with a stuffing lining, cufflinks, a reversible shawl with a stuffing print, a headband, and a handkerchief and pocket square. Now, the stuffing you made, I could see that as a clothing print, but not not the stuffing, but the...
The what? I don't know where you're going.
The
I can't
stuffing,
help you.
The
can't help you.
The bread, the what?
The sausage, the
pancake.
No.
Mashed potatoes, the green beans. I can't help you.
Anybody for a yam colored headband? Here's why they did it. They said, let's face it, sweatpants fatigue is real. People are looking for any excuse to get dressed up this year. We hope this helps people look and feel their very best this Thanksgiving. And they're affordable. Prices range from $479 to $30. And all go on sale tomorrow at 11 o'clock our time at letsgetstuffy.com. I'm going to set the story aside so tomorrow we can post the website.
You mean that URL is available?
Yes, I know. Kind of shocked that it was. 22% of people, 1 in 5, are cooking Thanksgiving dinner for the first time this year. Because a lot of families just won't be gathering as usual. So if you want turkey and stuffing and all that good stuff, call Rich Thomas for tips. here at the radio. He's here between 6 and 9 in the morning, Monday through Friday.
I really jumped the gun this year and did it on the second day of November.
But it was great.
The whole 9 yards.
It's almost like, man, a trip back to Chicago. All right, we gave away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card earlier this morning.
Good morning.
And right now, here's Jay Scott to tell us about the Seafood Bistro.
Hi, Jay.
Recently, I've had to turn to a more healthy side of eating. It sucks.
We get it.
But it's, going to keep me alive for one thing. And if you're looking for health options, the Seafood Bistro has you covered. You may be thinking about all the fried stuff. You know, you can get a lot of stuff fried if you want to. But some of the platters that they have, you can get blackened and grilled and not fried or anything like that. The mahi-mahi, the gators, the salmon and tilapia and the whitefish, you can get all of that. As a grilled option. When you get the salads, you don't have to get salads that have anything in them if you don't want to. You can get the Caesar salad, the BLT salad if you want that. A lot of salads there. The salmon, tilapia, the whitefish salad, get it grilled. And it's going to come in handy for you there. Now, if you're not worried about any of that other stuff, then, well, you know what? Red beans and rice, probably okay to go with. Some of the seafood gumbo as well. But they've also got the NOLA-style barbecue shrimp is fantastic. They've got the mahi-mahi tacos, the shrimp tacos. Check out the full menu online at theseafoodbistro.com. Or you can go to their Facebook page and look at it as well. Check out all the delivery apps on your phone. They're going to have the full menu for you. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Call them when they open up at 11 a.m. today and every day at 279-7500. For the Seafood Bistro.
All right, coming up, our third and final announcement of today's Wing Finger, Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer, or Dr. D Daily Double Burger Doctor of the Day.
Golly, that's a mouthful.
That is. It was done that way by design. That gives me like a whole month to get it right, too.
Exactly. Well, and then also it's a good, lip exercise. You got to really accentuate.
You are correct, madam. Madam.
That's okay. You can call me madam.
There was actually the number one female radio personality in Miami when I got down there was a lady who went by that name.
Madam?
Yeah, we eventually became good friends, even though we were at vicious rival radio stations. And then she went up to New York and did very well up there, too. The Madam on
Y100.
8:32, let's see how traffic's doing. We are going to salute a real American hero coming up. You don't want to miss this. And then our, for practice here, our Almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B, Daily Burger Double Doctor of the Day.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy all over the city this morning. The boulevard congestion at all the major intersections around the city. I-65 and 85 busy through the interchange in downtown Montgomery, but we have no problems on the interstates as of right now. Just a lot of traffic everywhere this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully, no accidents in the city. However, on the Troy Highway earlier, we had an accident that was going to be out near Taylor Road. We've got lane closures now in the outbound lanes of Troy Highway. So if you're headed to Troy this morning via Troy Highway, expect some delays. If you're headed into the city, expect some delays as well. Very congested on Troy Highway from Taylor almost all the way into the East South Boulevard. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation. line maintenance and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy with books behind him on a Zoom call.
Mr. Guy with books behind him on a Zoom call.
You're getting ready for a big meeting or a TV interview on Zoom. How can you immediately prove you know what you're talking about? Show people you know how to read.
Look at all those books. You must be really smart.
Did you actually get through any of those books?
You've got 13 different copies of the Da Vinci Code, yeah.
So when you see a guy whose backdrop looks more like the Library of Congress than his home office, you may think he's suddenly become an English professor. But no, he's just Mr. Guy with books behind him on a Zoom call. A real American hero.
Mr. Guy with books behind him on a Zoom call.
I'd believe it more if they were Dr. Seuss books.
Hey, I just got a note from our buddy Morris Capuano, who said that his understanding was that Arby's stood for America's Roast Beef. That would be the A, the R, the B.
That could be. I just realized one day when I saw it, oh, the RB part.
But we're, okay, so America's Roast Beef, that's the ARB.
ARB.
What's the Y?
For you.
B. B, but it's part of the B, it part of the B sound. RB, for RB roast beef.
You know,
boy, look at the time.
You're right. It's time for you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest, family owned, family operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We mentioned that we're going to be storm-free here for the next several days, at least through Sunday. But we're also looking at Central America, where coming into the coast of Nicaragua later today will be almost a Category 5 hurricane. The last report, 155-mile-an-hour winds, and Category 5 starts at 157. And the possibility of the death toll in the hundreds because of flooding and mudslides in Central America from Ioka. Meanwhile, for us, sunshine, blue sky, pleasantly cool today with a high around 66. We had a chilly start at 37 this morning. Clear, cold tonight. We'll be around 40 at dawn. Upper 60s tomorrow. More sun. Mid-60s on Wednesday. Nice day. Couple of more mornings in the upper 30s. Wednesday and Thursday morning. Warming trend starts Friday. Continues through the weekend. I think we're in the mid-70s by Saturday. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies, calm winds. It's 51 at 8:39.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
And remember, I will need this name in the form of a question. That's how it gets to be a Daily Double Jeopardy style. Dr. My Eyes. Jackson Brown song.
Yes.
Dr. My Eyes.
1972.
See, during the course of this, Dr. B is Dr. Bronner. Bob named this burger for the man who was led the RSA.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a bunch of these to try out in the studio. I mean, downstairs later this week. Bob makes great burgers. He's got that mix between brisket, ground brisket, and chuck. Which, not Chuck Rose, but no, Chuck.
Chuck Rose is my buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Boy, saw one of the most beautiful food outlet yesterday. It looked like a ruby in the meat case. It was so perfect. Huh. But it was too big. It would have been way too much for me to cook. Really beautiful cut of meat. So, you'll win Dr. B burgers, sides, and beverages for two. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon when I ask you to be caller 7 at 272-9228. Remember, to win, you must give me the name in the form of a question. Who is Dr. My Eyes? That's it. 272-9228 is our number. And we'll see you this afternoon on Happy Hour, 840.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now releasing the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in each school system. This new dashboard will allow school nurses to update the number of reported COVID cases within a school system on a weekly basis. Prattville police have arrested a man following a double shooting. Authorities say Sir James Raby shot two people at the Brentwood Landing Apartments on Covered Bridge Parkway Sunday. Police say one man died at the scene. The second victim was taken to the hospital with injuries. And no arrests after a shooting in the parking lot of Eastdale Mall Saturday afternoon. Montgomery police tell us a man has non-life-threatening injuries after the shooting. Police also say that two cars were damaged. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
All right, let's go to Jay Scott for details on something that just developed on Interstate 85.
85 South, the Ann Street exit. It's happened where, like, sort of on the exit, but also backing up traffic on the interstate. Okay. So stay in the left lane. It's the right lane that's blocked. Stay in that left lane. Authorities were not on the scene.
It's a single vehicle accident?
Yeah. Did not get word on that if it was single, multi, but authorities aren't there yet, so it's going to be backing up traffic for a bit until they can get there.
Southbound on 85, right around Ann Street there.
Yes, correct.
Okay, we appreciate that. We thank the person who called and tipped us on that one as well.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yeah, I was wondering, can I boil my turkey in our hot tub?
Yeah, I'm not finding that in our list of safe cooking methods.
Don't put your turkey in the tub while bathing. It will make you sick and it won't be worth saving. Don't cook with your oven knob set to clean. Things you should never do with a turkey. Cooking your turkey in a kitchen toaster. Using an easy bake oven to roaster. Taking it with you to a tanning bed. None of these ever should enter your head.
So, browning it with my cutting torch was a bad idea?
Can I cook mine with a can of hairspray and a Bic liner?
Try to avoid these ridiculous things, and then you won't end up dead.
At 8:46 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That's, by the way, a classic that's been part of our Thanksgiving collection for many years, the Butterball Hotline.
And we're going to get into all the holiday stuff here real soon. You've already played, what was it, the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, the Christmas version of it.
Oh, Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah, right. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Yeah, that's timely now. Let's see, that's under, by the way, just so you guys know, if I should die and you want the Christmas stuff, it all starts with XC. If you want one of my Christmas songs, it's XC asterisk, then look up by the title. And if you want a bit, then you go, let's see. So let's see here now, Lightfoot. Is that a bit or did I put that? Yes, XC asterisk Lightfoot.
Very nice.
But it
nice.
Is spelled light, L-I-G-H-T.
It's L-I-T-E.
Sort of like, yeah.
Yeah, like a light bright.
He's still alive, too, by the way. He's a big deal. You know he's from Canada.
Eh?
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Canada, let's bring in former Secretary of State, the great American Ayatollah, probably going to be back in office soon.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
Jean Cadet. It's Slim Pickens today after a weekend like the one we just had, but here are your Morning Maroon nominees. In fact, we may only need to nominate this one guy. Because I hate weak Morning Maroon nominations. But here's the deal. This happened in South Carolina in Goose Creek.
Aww. Oh, Goose.
Goose Creek. Guy there was busted last week for stealing packages off two people's porches. So when he went to court the next day, he decided to wear the same shirt. Now, you're wondering about this amazing shirt he wears to all of his big life moments. It's a green T-shirt with a red box in the center that has the North Face logo. The police haven't released this guy's name or what charges he's facing, but they did release surveillance shots of him wearing the shirt he was doing the thieving in. So, probably not a good idea once you've used a particular shirt to commit a crime.
Probably ditch that shirt and don't wear it again.
I would think. I mean, common sense.
If it comes up on the video again and they say, haven't we seen that shirt?
8:48. Now, I am all for... Nobody loves and admires our heroes and veterans more than me. But I got to wonder. I'm not even going to make him a nomination because it's not him. He's a pilot named Harry Moyer. He just turned 100. And he's still flying. Now, we worry a lot about seniors driving after, what, 75, 80? Mm-hmm. Reflexes start to get slow.
Yeah, sometimes a little sooner.
It depends on the individual. Man, I just turned 81 a week ago, and I'm still just...
Sure you did.
I don't know. Is this a good idea for a 100-year-old person to be flying? I mean,
I think you're doing it because you're showing the world that you can. But I see what you're saying. there are some people that should be retested who are driving cars who need to be retested, I think.
Yeah, so how do you keep your pilot's license?
I don't know.
And I wish I had the... This is...
Go ahead.
No. No. And we have an 18-year-old guy busted for carrying a BB gun in Disney Springs in Orlando when he faked being a DEA agent. He was busted, showed a fake badge, and was caught with drugs. So, I mean, he hit, like... 4 out of 5.
Oh my God! So he's got a yeah, and he did it at Disney.
It was either him or another guy from guess what state?
Florida.
Yeah.
No, he's the one.
A man arrested for bringing his 8-year-old boy on a burglary spree because he was trying to toughen him up.
Okay, now I'm leaning. Now I'm leaning in that direction.
Yeah, I think that's him.
I kind of am too. Yeah. Yeah, if I had just known, if my daughter needed a thicker skin, I would have taken her on some of the burglaries I committed.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
But she didn't need it. She did fine without Dan. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, the perfect place to partner up with to take care of your vehicle's basic and more complicated needs. We give away the works every Friday, and that includes not only oil change, complete tire rotation with a rolling inspection and replacement and withdrawing of any embedded and you'd be amazed. They've got amazing eyes. They roll the tire. They see things that I don't. But I remember one time when they were rotating my tires, I watched and they pulled out three things. I had no idea. What those are little time bombs. If your tire pressure should increase or decrease with temperature change, then you got a flat and then you got a mess. And they have saved so many people from that fate. When you're ready for new tires, everything they sell is wholesale price because Don took out the middleman and does business directly with the factories. They also have 3 locations serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And when you need an accommodation to get your car serviced, just ask for it. You need to ride back to your house, just ask for it. They'll take great care of you. Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, and hopefully we'll have a Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon.
I hope so.
This week, Captain John.
Hey, good morning. Hey, Greg, I got a pretty good answer for the 100-year-old pilot, why he can keep his license. When I was, a few years ago, I was following B.B. King quite a bit, and I found this out, a bit of trivia. He had a private pilot's license, and he flew to all his gigs, which he did almost 300 a year. Mm-hmm. So he had a private plane. Well, he hit 70. They said you can keep your license as long as you pass your physical, but you have to have a co-pilot from now on.
I see.
Harrison Ford, a lot of them getting up to that age now, they have to do that, and B.B. King discontinued it because of the expense, but that's why. He passes his physical.
I wouldn't get in an airplane with Harrison Ford unless there was a co-pilot.
Well, he's had a few incidents here.
3.
Oh, yeah. he certainly has. There's a question about him. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Captain John.
One of them involved what he thought was
a runway.
The main runway. And it was one of those cross runways.
Yeah, a taxiway.
Taxiway, yeah.
They're hard to tell apart from that high up.
Good morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident out in front of the Golden Corral on the Eastern Boulevard. This is going to be in the lane that is approaching I-85. So if you're approaching I-85 on the Eastern Boulevard, right at that intersection, we've got paramedics and fire department on the scene. One lane traffic, you'll need to be in the right-hand lane to get past it. Troy Highway is a mess this morning. It is shut down just before Taylor Road, outbound and inbound. They're detouring folks this morning. We had a major accident out that way, plus some road construction been going on. We're not sure exactly the cause of the road closure this morning, but it is shut down just before Taylor Road, both inbound and outbound. Elsewhere around the city, we're just very busy. Buckle up, drive safely, and keep it here for more traffic info. Everything for the holidays is at Premier Place. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Hey, guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor.
At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Shop where restaurant owners, chefs, and caterers shop. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct. They have restaurant-quality food and supplies at reasonable prices. No membership fee, and it's open to the public. Inside, you'll find a variety of dairy, produce, meat, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. There are also commercial cooking supplies, party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. Come shop where the pros do. U.S. Foods Market Store, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
With Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air's apples-to-apples price match guarantee, we will meet or beat any system or replacement offer that's an exact match to our equipment, workmanship, and process. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, my newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Ah, yes, you can tell the holidays are near.
Yes, they are.
La 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 la.
So what you guys got planned for today?
Hey,
I'm going to listen to me some Joey Clark.
Well, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. I myself some.
Yeah. I'm going to go pick up a few Christmas things that I got ordered. And
write and shoot and edit for TV that airs Thursday night. So,
right. Yeah, I have very important things I need to do, too. Well, I think going to the UPS store is important.
Of course it is important. That's an errand, so it counts.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. Friends, we may be looking at more uncertain times than these uncertain times.
Oh, no.
Just in case.
No.
I don't think they're going to do it here, but there are places, Michigan, others,
They've gone back down.
They're planning on lockdowns, but I don't think the people are going to have it much anymore.
Why they haven't carried Gretchen Whitmer out of the governor's mansion in Michigan? The governor. They must call him that somewhere.
Yeah.
Why they haven't carried that woman out on a burning stick up till this point is beyond me.
And she all these scare tactics about Thanksgiving get-togethers and how there's going to be a horrible